This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the David H. Ponitz Career Technology Center about a teenager's family ties. Here's project manager Basim Blunt.
Our siblings are our first relationships in life. Youth Radio producer Christopher Patchiquin has been contemplating his relationship with his younger brother Marcus.
My story is about brotherly bonds. I live with my mom, stepdad, two sisters, one of my best friends, my cousin, a stepbrother, two chinchillas, a cat, and my stepsister's boyfriend. And oh yeah, my brother, Marcus. Me and my brother Marcus used to be really tight. I remember us playing football together for the Fairborn Weehawks, and then the Dayton Vikings.
Do you have any like moments with us together that's like your favorite?
Football. And that's one thing we both had in common. It's like we would both be on the same football team and we would do pretty good because we had each other.
We used to play together all the way from kindergarten till fifth grade. And every day at practice, the coach made us run laps. But one day, practice didn't go so well, so he made us run extra. Everyone on the team was exhausted. Nobody was allowed to go home till the last one was done running. When I finished, I noticed my brother Marcus was the last one running all by himself. He looked very tired and wanting to quit. I crossed the field and caught up to him and helped him finish his lap. We were so tired, the only thing we wanted to do was go into our mom's car and go home. Things aren't like that now. We fight all the time. We usually fight over the TV, in some cases, our little brother Bryce. There have been multiple times when our parents had to leave home for work. I was the oldest in the house, so naturally, they left me in charge. So then, the day will go on just fine. Then my brother will act up, and I'll tell him to go to his room or chill out. That's when he gets more mad and tells me, I don't have to listen. You're not my dad or my mom. That makes me upset because he was in the same room when they told us who was in charge. So then he starts to throw stuff and retaliate, and then I go after him. We would punch, kick, tackle each other. Now my brother is a big guy, and I still sometimes have to hold him down and tell him to go to his room. He doesn't like it. He stomps all the way to his room, pushing things down.
So, how do you feel our relationship is so far? You don't think there's a problem with us getting into fights all the time?
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's annoying? Why is it annoying? What do I do? What am I doing wrong?
It's not that you're doing it wrong. It's like the fact that you get really competitive and it's to the point where it gets annoying whenever we try to play together.
Sometimes we'll be talking and you'll think I'm like yelling at you, but what if you didn't have a bigger brother? Think about everything that you've ever done and think about how much things would have changed if your bigger brother wasn't there to try to help you.
Or try to help just a little bit too much. I don't mind getting help from you or anyone. It's just I'm trying to do it by myself.
We never spend time together. We have separate rooms. I have my own room while he shares one with our stepbrother, Bryce. We don't see eye to eye on some views. I feel like I'm losing a part of him. I hate these times. I don't feel like we are the same anymore.
That was a story entitled Brotherly Love, written and produced by Christopher Patchiquin, a graduate from Ponitz CTC. Special thanks to Joanne Viscup. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.